today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jesus, I'm the Jets. Duh, Michael. You know, I just, you know, it was the Cerrito factor. It was
you
the
went
Cerrito
anti-Jimmy?
Factor. I'm so used to Jimmy's team losing.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Our commissioner's team as well.
Right.
It's a great day for the commissioner.
There's only a 3-game differential in the entire league.
This is true.
It's anybody's game.
It's anybody's season.
Anybody's game.
Any given Sunday.
A team gets
that's
hot.
That's right.
Right.
Jamie Foxx taught us that.
That's right. I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
And by the way, but it comes out of the company at the end.
No.
Shut up. I'm the boss. Anyway.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, cue the football music as we go. All right, I'm trying to read this.
Texan Saints. What a game.
So, Maddie, are you there?
I am.
All right, Maddie, you're going to have to translate this spreadsheet
for
me. Yeah, it's. I'm not sure how to tell somebody to make it more easy to understand, but I'm going through. All right.
She's the commissioner, Mike. The commissioner.
What?
She's the commissioner.
He's our commissioner of our league. That's right.
Who's got the who's a chart person?
I've got
somebody who can make a chart easier to understand.
I think the simple tally at the bottom with the result would be nice instead of just X's. That would help.
A total.
Yeah, a total. Yeah.
A total.
Yeah. So you, Mike,
a weekly total and perhaps an ongoing total.
You're not dumb. There's just a lot of X's like a treasure map.
Yes. A lot of X's. Like a porn theater. Or my shirt size.
Gotta be gross about it, really.
I was setting up the shirt joke. You want to settle down?
I don't understand it. All right, now I understand that like we got Mike's pick. Mike picked the Bears. Rob and Oscar picked the Packers. So I'm 0-2 to you guys.
Right.
But the way this game works is that each... enlighten me.
Okay. So...
Rob.
Hi, Mike.
The way that we decided in
Rob's just so non-participatory in that, right there.
Oscar's getting
you
ready
just
to talk.
Wait for him to talk. I know.
Oscar's getting ready to talk, and he'll say something stupid, and then I'll explain it.
No, why don't you explain it?
All right, here's
go
the deal.
Ahead.
What it is she is doing, this is the first week, and every time we got a game right, you got a point. The point is indicated by an X. And if there's not an X, there's no point. Now, I do agree with Oscar.
I was thinking more along the lines of the bet is... $50 a person every week, right?
Right.
Which is shattering, by the way. Which is, like, for the way we gamble, is
the way we
shattering.
Gamble, we minimally yes. gamble. Yes. So it's like, these are big money. So technically, this week, someone's going to win or split $150.
Well, no. Well, technically, yes, but they don't get, this is on a season's
it
long.
It goes the entire season.
Well, then
season.
At that
yes.
point, we don't have to do it by the week then. In that sense, if you're talking about the total at the end of the season, then we just multiply the $150 times how many games are there? 14?
17 weeks.
Well,
right?
Why don't we just pay it out weekly then to make it actually more interesting?
You mean pay it out weekly? Because that would be problematic. You know, I mean, that would be that's just a lot of money moving around.
You signed off on this decision last week.
Well, no, I know I signed off on it, but I'm saying. I signed off on the $50 a person per week, but at the same time, if it's a season long, do you understand what my point is?
Okay,
if it's a season long bet, then
you need to follow it. You need to follow it week by week.
Counterpoint.
Okay,
just counterpoint. The idea of coming in here on a Tuesday after Monday Night Football, when there aren't two games except for one game,
right,
is to lay out on the table who had a great week of picks. And for those of you that gamble or in this world, the idea of you just picking willy-nilly winners is not as easy as you would think. And then when we look at our chart that's in front of us, I think one glaring standout as far as stats go blows my mind, actually pisses me off, as if you look at the point standing, there is one member of the Michael Mara Show family.
Of course. That as I predicted it would be.
John Anthony from the Sports Reporters. He's picking all the winners.
You see, Mike, it's really, it's a simple game. It's throw the ball, catch the ball, score points.
Holy crap. Look at his how many winners did you pick this week?
All but one.
All but one.
Yeah, I really should have gone with the Raiders last night.
Why are there not what is the thing with the Saints Raiders at the bottom here? I don't see any X's.
Well, that's because this chart was printed before those games were played.
Yes.
Problem.
Okay, it's two games. The commission's new. She's learning. She's figuring it out. We will work with her. So if you look at that chart.
I want a readable chart every week.
Yes. She is new. You'll get a readable chart. I agree with you. There is that.
With a weekly total and a running total.
Based on the fact that, I think really, in order to be fair, we start, we blow off this week.
No.
And we start with a clean slate.
That's not fair.
Next
no.
week.
No, because you agreed to this.
Well, I agree to it, but it's a season end payoff.
Exactly. And, because the chart is not indicative of what's going on doesn't mean the week didn't happen. Mm. You can't do the season with an asterisk.
Mm. Who won last? The Saints won last night.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly.
I picked the Saints.
Yes. And we all picked the Saints, and you and Oscar picked the Raiders. What's the matter?
Did the Raiders lose?
The Raiders won.
Yeah, the Raiders won.
Yeah, so you got
you
that
lost
one.
A game.
That's the one I did not pick.
I actually
you picked every winner in the NFL last week
except for the Raiders. Yeah,
I got all of them, but because I picked the Saints and the Raiders.
Yeah,
I got all of them but one.
Yeah, you missed the
but two. I'm sorry,
the
two.
Titans and the 49ers.
Yeah. I got all
and
of them but two,
and I missed three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, exactly. Not so bad.
See, we're actually not so you bad. Know what? If you miss only three games, that's an amazing week.
But you are like Nostradamus on this.
Yeah.
This is an amazing
of all
week
the
for you.
People.
And by the way, I would have been able to identify that with the. I know she's new, the commissioner, but I need a chart that's
Mike,
readable.
We just broke the glass ceiling with her.
Exactly.
So please give her a week.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Mike.
Maddie, I don't think I've ever criticized your work. I think I've always been
it's uncomfortable.
A turbo
it's
fan.
It's bound to happen eventually.
I mean, it is. You know, she's got it. She's got it figured out. It's bound to happen originally. So I just see the X marks under Rob Spiewak. Stunning.
Yeah, I was sharp. I was
Rob
surprised
picked
myself.
The Packers, he was right. Rob picked the Rams. He was right. The Eagles, the Bills, the Vikings, the Ravens, the Chiefs. This is... Rob, if you were doing this like in a casino,
yeah,
you'd
be
banking a few
tuition.
Grand.
I wouldn't be here today.
Or
look,
lost
not
a college
that it's, not that anybody doesn't have all the picks.
And a
no,
lucky
you
week.
You watch
lucky
the guys
week.
On TV that picked five games.
I know.
And they've got holes all over the place.
It's shocking. I read this twice. I said, no way.
Yeah, I was shocked myself, to be perfectly honest. I could play like I knew what I was doing, but who would I fool?
Mm. Well, you know why he got it? There were very few upsets, correct?
True.
Is that
true?
I mean,
However, to be fair,
what upsets did you pick?
I can't tell you. And here's the thing that's so crazy is that when we did
this, all picked the Bills. We're such rubes.
We won.
We really are. I know.
But here's the thing: when we decided we were going to do this,
no, Mike, you didn't pick the Bills.
Oh, I picked the Jets. Yeah. I picked the Jets. Mm. You guys picked the Bills.
When we decided we were going to do this, it was rather spur of the moment. I did no research. I went entirely with my gut, so I didn't know who was favored and who wasn't.
That's very true. I can attest to that because it happened. It happened day of.
Well, at least Mike, you're a gracious loser.
Mike, missing three games is.
I just did it on my incredible gut.
Well, Mike, if you want to talk about the size of my gut, it's no wonder I got them all right.
Rob, here's the
thing.
This
is shocking
to
me.
You don't appreciate.
No, I do.
A performance this is.
This is a great thing. It's strong. It's strong. But I also think that
I
will
I
be chasing
the Jets. What the hell kind of moron am I picking the Jets? Jesus, the Jets. Duh, Michael. It was the Cerrito factor. It was the
you
Cerrito
factor. You went anti-Jimmy?
I'm so used to Jimmy's team losing.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Our commissioner's team as well.
Right.
It's a great day for the commissioner.
So one of you two will help her so it's presentable.
Exactly.
Here's what I require. I require our picks.
Mm-hmm.
Before the weekend.
Before the game starts, after we pick, we need that. But it'll be easier to do. It'll be right.
We pick on Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll pick the games on Thursday.
Rob Spiewak picked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Rob was 14 and 1.
It's
pretty good.
14 and 1.
What are the odds?
And Oscar, you were in second place.
Yes,
right?
I lost two guys.
Thanks a lot, Broncos, for not being able to pull that off. Jerks. All that tumult in Oakland.
And I got the
they
Raiders
should have been
right.
Disorganized.
Yeah. Olacko and Flacco didn't
come. We need an X there. But anyway, that's. You can put up a chart with a team. But anyway, that's incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
Incredible. So I lost three. You lost two. Rob lost zero.
Yeah but the one. Thing is that, one. You know, to pick all but three, that's incredible. That's a great pick. That's
no, it's not incredible. No, but not with point spreads and with all that.
But you can. It's week one. There's no track record here.
That's right.
There's preseason. There's just people that I guess would hypothetically say this is the playoff team. This is not a playoff team.
All right. So the way this is going to work, to hell with this $50 in every week.
All right.
This is a season long. What did we figure out the total was?
Well, there's 17 weeks, right?
How much? And it's a winner take all. It's a winner take all. And there is the potential that somebody, he's sitting there right now, may close us out long before the end of the regular season.
It could be mathematically impossible.
Yeah.
For us to catch
it. It's going to take a long time for that to happen.
It'll take a long time. Yeah. We'll have a few games, but if you have.
Based on
like
a 17 week season, each person will be responsible for $850. So the one of the three that wins will get
$1,700.
$1,700.
That's a pretty good payday. Pretty good payday.
That's spectacular. So yeah. Rob with a very significant lead. Oscar bringing up a second with very good picks, and I did okay.
Yeah,
but I did what everybody should have done. You know, and by the way, this is great. You know, I know that face of yours. You got that I'm winning face. I know. Don't try to be. You know what? You're trying to be humble. You're trying to be humble.
Well, no,
I'm
not trying to be humble. I'm trying to explain.
Have you ever done this before?
Football pools all my life. Yeah, because Big Daddy would run one, and my uncle Dana would run one.
So you have a little experience.
So a little bit, but it's more of the gambling thing than the sports thing.
I just started. You know, I only focused in on this when I looked at that chart. Wow.
Yeah. Somebody was listening on online, and they wrote on, I think yesterday after the games were done, that you were perfect.
Wow, going
as
into last night.
Before last night.
That's crazy. That is really crazy.
I was like, there's no way he was perfect with his picks.
Yeah, you bet against John Gruden, though. You shouldn't have done that. But I think we're, I don't know what the spread
I thought
was
maybe he was sad about the other Gruden and that maybe he wouldn't
Jay,
have a very good, yes.
His slower brother, Jay.
His dim-witted brother,
with
Jay.
With Dan Snyder's lifetime contract.
We all almost lost the Redskins bet because.
Well, they started strong.
They started strong. I was like, well, that's it. We all picked the Eagles.
Congratulate. This is fun. And just, you know, I can't, because I can criticize, but I can't help. So I don't know what kind of chart
we will
to
help.
Put that
we will
on.
Help. We
I
will
love
help. Together.
Bigger
we will
letters,
help. Bigger
not
letters.
A, not
colors.
A little tiny
colors.
Email.
Color-coded.
Yeah. And send it in that
helmet
format.
Logos.
You know, that format you send me, Rob? That format you send me for everything I print?
Oh, Braille. Yeah. 12-point Arial.
Send it like that.
12-point Arial, maybe 14.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so got to see it.
Look at this and not be like going. Did Rob get that many picks?
You know, show historians will enjoy the fact that in the decade we've done this show, we've actually increased your font from 11 to 12.
Wow. Hey, you know what? I don't want to oversell it, but we got to get on the stick, Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
One of us has to have a week like that.
Oh, he'll get shook next week. It'll be all over.
And this is horrible because you know what? It's you guys got the hunger, and now I've just got it, and I'm just poised to fail.
Do we have the records for the week? Do we have the regular records for the week?
Let's just give those. So yeah, you'd be season. If you lost three, you're 14?
11 and three?
No. There's 16 games, correct?
Mike, I think he
said.
See,
that's what we need. Yeah, yeah. We're not prepared. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm frustrated about.
The commish is the first week.
All right, before the end of the show. I'd like the records for everybody, just so we know.
Let the record show.
Rob's doing it right now. Rob's doing the record right now. Rob is 14 and 1.
No, I'm 15 and 1. There were 16 games. Mike, you were 13 and 3. Oscar, 14 and 2. So really,
pretty good stuff.
There's only a three-game differential in the entire league.
This is true.
It's anybody's game.
It's anybody's season.
Anybody's game.
Any given Sunday.
A team gets
hot. That's right.
Right.
Mm. Jamie Foxx taught us that.
That's right. I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
And by the end, but it comes out of the company at the end of the year.
No.
Shut up. I'm the boss. Anyway. Getting back.
Yeah. Now he's losing. We'll buy a car, Carla. No, we'll sell what I mean. Let's do this.
I did once. Sold a car to cover gambling debt.
See, and you know what that shows? A man of good character.
No, a man that, you know, rolls the dice, baby. Comfortable in a casino, that's why I get to wear the big time jewelry with my Walmart Casio watch.
All right.
Yeah. Stainless steel.
That's right. It never will stain.
Casio.
It does not stain.
$64. Anyway, let's go. I want to say a few words before we get out of the first break here.
Okay.
We have a great mailbag today. We'll be doing that during the show. But a few words because I watched the entire interview with Gayle King. Great interview with Billy Bush. And Billy Bush, who is back, and I could not be happier for him. He is one of the good guys in our business. He was a good guy when he was a DJ in Washington, D.C., and I played a charity hockey game with him. He was a good guy when we used to call him the Golden Boy when he was covering the Academy Awards.
Oh, he was so fun. So fun.
And he was always a good, he's got his origins in what we do, and he was a good guy. What frustrates me with all the coverage of Billy Bush, he was sent to TV jail for a year and a half. He did. Can someone please tell me, other than perhaps an ill-timed giggle, what Billy Bush did? Because from every angle that I have analyzed this at, I see nothing that he did wrong. This was about Donald Trump making a disgusting comment that was, in the moment, I would think that there would be a line of broadcasters around the block that probably would be awkward and would not have called him on it.
We discussed that.
Yes, I remember at the time.
Yeah, because we're like, put ourselves in his shoes. You're in that interview.
He has come, based on the interview I saw, he has come through this with without bitterness, without anger, probably harbors some that you didn't see on the TV
interview, of course.
But at the same time, I would love to get Billy back on the show, and probably he thinks, DJ's probably not the best interviews for him to do right now. But at the same time, this guy
he's been
has
on
been
his side
it.
The whole time.
Let the record state.
Yeah, yeah. Show. He's been through it. He had a storybook career. Went from DJ to TV reporter to network TV reporter to network TV host, and covering all the major entertainment events. Yeah. The guy had a great career going. And then it just blew my mind. This is a man who was thrown on the trash heap of broadcasters while Orange Cheeto Dip goes to,
gets elected
on to become president of the United States. Truly amazing.
Yeah.
The guy that said it. The guy that said it. And the only thing that Billy was guilty of, to the best of my knowledge from where I sit, was being in the bus when the comments were made.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, really, it feels good to see a person who, from personal personal relationship, back when I played simply, I was competing against the guy doing a radio show and played in a benefit hockey game with him. And he was a very nice guy. And we chatted. I remember our conversation continued out into the parking lot. We were chatting with each other. And I said, we're down to earth, really nice guy. And I didn't look at him as a Bush. I only looked at him as a radio competitor. And when you can get a real man who will talk to you mano a mano, I get the same credit as a regular contemporary. That always, to me, was a good guy. Believe me, there were millions of them that didn't, where it was just at the jugular, no matter what.
Well, I always loved the phrase TV jail, and he did a nice term in TV jail. But also, I think it speaks well that maybe we're starting to realize that, he was not the criminal there. And
not from where I did he giggle? Yeah. I mean, did he giggle like a guy in a locker room would giggle?
A nervous giggle, because how do you handle something like that that's so off the charts?
I'm not going to jump in and say, excuse me, what did you say?
Yeah.
I'm going to just
get him off the bus.
Get him off the bus. Get him out of It was so and nobody really dealt with that. And even with the interview with Gayle King, I don't know how to put this. I'm trying to think how I feel about it. I'm like, okay, you're talking to Billy Bush, but Billy didn't do anything. Billy didn't do anything.
And we know this from the world of radio, especially after the Janet Jackson incident at the Super Bowl, where everybody was being blamed for everything.
Yeah.
And at that point in that political cycle, and he used the right word, it was weaponized. And it didn't matter who was the collateral damage.
Right.
I think Gail alluded in the interview that I watched as well, Mike, that like he should have done something. And we talked about when the story broke, what would you do? What can you do?
Yeah.
Like
it's also Oscar on and gone. I mean,
yes.
It's out there. It's gone. Yeah. You're either going to, you know, the guy that you're trying to get on TV for the week, you know, he was with him for a couple of days.
Mm.
You know, you're probably not going to blow up that relationship.
Also, what about the person in the control room? Why did anybody stop the interview and say this is inappropriate?
Right.
Right. It's just that, look, what? Everybody could say this about lots of different times. I have had moments in my life that I've looked the other way. I've had moments in my time where I've stepped in when I think something's said that's inappropriate. We could all do better. Congress could
agree.
Do better.
You know, agreed. Now I think we are a lot more, for the lack of a better term, woke about this situation. Yeah.
Because of situations like this.
Yeah, but Billy Bush didn't teach us that.
No.
It was in the last 3 years we realized that there have been monsters lurking in these corporate offices.
Right, exactly.
That have been predatory. Exactly.
And we see this and we learn from it.
And they've been brought into the light. So that has educated not just, I would say, the Billy Bushes of the world, but the rubes that are just, you know, the drones that are living out there. That said, no, you gotta watch your P's and Q's at all times.
You do now, and that was part of it. But at the same time, even today, if something like that were to happen, I think that the anger and the frustration and the outrage should be directed at one individual, not Billy Bush. It was not Billy Bush's. It's not his job,
right?
To control the sewage coming out of another guy's mouth.
But do you think the average person that was so outraged by the situation and called for his head realizes that it's not his job? Are we a little too close to it?
I don't. Let me just say that I'm saying that would it have been? Would it have been appropriate for him to step in and say something? In a perfect world, if he was a superhero, you know, in that situation, and he wanted to blow up the relationship and the peace that he was working on, it would have been cruel for him to say something.
Yeah, but I mean, it's ridiculous.
But at this point, you know, it's so difficult.
It's hard to imagine
about
that
being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That his whole time in TV jail could have been saved if he, instead of going ha ha ha, if he had said, "Oh, come on," you know, just that would have changed.
Even that much might have done something.
Yeah,
the circumstances also lead, and let's remember the and look. This is, if you go back in time and when this broke, the environment around this topic was not as palpable, and we were not as educated.
True.
So
I don't like to pick on somebody like, especially after criticizing the spreadsheet. But Maddie, I do want to, even though you're a young woman, and I want a woman's perspective on this. As far, I mean, you got the three old farts talking about this right now. I don't know. I mean, you're younger. You come from it from a different perspective. Am I missing something? I want to learn here if I can.
No, I actually, know what's going on. I think you guys are 100% right. The only thing I would say, I think if that interview were to happen today, you know, I'd hope a little bit more that he would speak up, just because that's so much more kind of in the limelight and people are calling it out and things like that. But I think especially, you know, given the time and everything and what you guys are saying, you're totally right.
Okay, that's a good point. And I think we've kind of alluded to that where, if it was said today, you step in and you say this. But I will find we have a long way to go as far as Me Too and as far as the way women are treated in the workplace. We're not where we need to be. It still exists. The sexism is still existing everywhere. It's awkward for me to talk about.
You
see it and you hear it in different spots.
I think it's important that you lean in to this conversation, and thank you for doing so, because for myself, right? It really, especially for the type of radio we did and the type of radio that you and Don did and Rob with all the incarnations, I think we're in a better place and we're getting to, I think, what should be the right path for this type of really, I would say, subject matter. But for me,
I hope so, Oscar. You know why I really hope so? And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I hope so for my son. I want to raise my son to be a better person than I was in this arena with the way he treats women, the way he talks about women, the way he thinks about women. And I really, really want to see that. And if where we are now as a society results in it being an easier way to raise a son that that is completely sensitive to other people like that, I think it's an amazing win. We do have a long way to go. We really, really
And it's
do
harder
have a long
than
way to
people
go.
Might think, because the previous 25 years where this was running rampant is the most documented historical period of our world.
So this stuff
exists
so
on tape and video and film more so than it ever has before.
So right. Billy's I guess hiatus from television is a small price to pay for the grander good. From a broadcast,
well, and he also bounced back with the network.
From a broadcaster standpoint, let's just talk about the business.
Yeah,
he's going to the Today Show when this is happening. Let's remember the circumstances. Right. He is literally
top
going.
Of the mountain.
Yeah, he's going to the Today Show to become the correspondent, the entertainment correspondent there.
The gig of gigs.
When so this is how much has happened in the last 3 years. When did Matt Lauer's situation break?
2 years ago,
post
right?
Post Billy Bush,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. So think Billy about Bush? This. They bring him on to.
I never had a button in my office.
They bring him on over there, right? And they got this controversy at NBC. Then right. There's an internal investigation around that time probably happening. This is alleged. I'm just sure. Timing wise, trying to figure out what's happening right. with Matt Lauer. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if Billy ended up on that network after all that hoopla and then Matt Lauer breaks and then you have this cascading effect for culture?
Yes.
Like it probably would have, he probably would have gotten there. Matt Lauer would have broken there, like zero tolerance. Billy, you're out as well. Who knows?
Yeah. Hard to
say.
Yeah,
you never know.
Hard
you to never say. Know with that. But the hiatus is over and he, you know what? They asked him, Gail King standing next to him, you saw the interview, ask her where they're showing him his giant billboard on the side of the studios in Burbank, and said, how does that make you feel? He said, in the middle. And what a brilliant answer it was, where I'm no longer going to let the highs be up here and the lows be as low as I was, and I want to be in the middle, and it means the middle. And that's the way I think everybody in our business.
Like Malcolm.
Yeah, and I'm hoping like within 10 years or so I might get there. Where I don't let the lows go down so far, you know.
We'll start saving them for the billboard now.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Can we get some sort of sign in Las Vegas? We have to start the show. Way to go. Welcome back, Billy Bush. Rob, see if we can get him on the show. Love to talk to him again.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What of mine?
Uh-oh.
What draws my admiration?
Violence alert.
What is that which gives me joy?
Dames.
Music. Dames. Dames. Good.
Baseball. A man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
Teamwork.
Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team. Bats himself to live long day, Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and so on. This team don't field, what is he? You follow me? No one. Sunny day, stands are full of fans. What does he have to say? I'm going out there for myself. But I get nowhere unless the team wins.
Team.
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 Jesus
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You put a happy music stinger on the end of the Al Capone bashing the guy's brains.
It seemed dark. I thought we could lighten the mood a bit. It's a comedy show we do.
Slides a little band in there. Hey, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from the Podcast Village Studios. Now at two locations for your pleasure in our nation's capital. The Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends, is on the air. From Slick Poo, Idaho, Rockland, California, San Luis du Haha, Canada. That's Neil Quebec. In the Atlantic, Florida, Mercer Island, Washington, and The Hague, Netherlands. We're on the air now. Glad to have you with us. Today we are brought to you by Ring. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. And with the seasons changing and schools back in session, it's more important than ever to keep an eye on your home and those you love. Ring helps you stay connected to your home anywhere in the world.
Neighbors and friends of ours had their house an attempted break-in this week. Caught the guy based on the fact that they had the Ring doorbell and gave the picture to the cops. He never got in, but we know who we're looking for. And here's the funny thing, Mike. He was eating Rolo candies while he was trying to break into their house.
Was he really?
Yep.
That's exciting.
That's the kind of detail you get with the Ring camera.
If there's a package or delivery or a surprise visitor, just like Rob mentioned, you get an alert and be able to hear and speak to them all from your phone. You can even make sure your children make it to the bus on time and get home safe at the end of the day. I have a Ring floodlight cam so I can keep track of Maine while I'm in Florida. I check it 3 times a day. It's the best. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit available right now. It has a Ring Video Doorbell 2 and a motion-activated floodlight cam. The starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Additional terms may apply. What a wonderful product it is.
Great.
And I love it when you see those. You see them every day, it seems. There's another viral video. People are going to learn that you're just not worth it. Not worth it going to the house
Absolutely.
When you got the camera. Listen, we'll get to the mailbag in our next segment.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you a little recap of my morning today. So, 5:30 up in the O'Mara household. Carla gets out and gets cracking. I roll out of there about 6:15. Then we get Michael up. It's kind of sweet. I never go in there with Carla. I did this morning. He wakes up cute, and we're getting him ready for his day. And then it's breakfast. Get a little, just getting ready, getting his little bath, whatever he needs to do. 6:30 normally out the door. I'm taking him to the bus.
Sure.
Today at approximately 6:15-ish, we get a message from the school system down here in Southwest Overcrowded, and it says, your bus, and they give the bus number, will be late today.
How do they contact you? Phone, text, email?
Text, and then an automated phone call.
Okay, cool.
And Carla gets them. I don't get them. We're going to try to fix that because I need to get them. And so immediately we go into the discussion of what's the protocol. How do we do this? And for the parents, by the way, this is 6:30. I've got a studio in my house where I have to be at work at 9 o'clock. I'm covered for this.
Yeah.
For Johnny Q, get to work at 8:30, or anybody else that relies on this transportation, you get a cryptic message that says, by the way, the bus will be late. There is no specific. There is no follow-up. There is no information.
Wrench of the monkey variety. This messes everyone's morning up. This is horrible.
I drove a school bus for a school system in Connecticut. I rode the school bus my entire school life.
And at your beginning days at WAVA, right? That's how you used to get to work.
You're a bus guy.
You're a bus guy.
Mass transit.
I was never aware of this.
Mm.
Of like, because as of airtime, the bus was not late. The bus was not there. There was no school bus.
Oh, no, really?
If it was late, and I haven't checked it, let me look at it right now. I got the app on my phone. Let me see what the status is.
Is it still at the bus stop now?
Is the bus at that casino where your cell phone was?
Inactive. So if there was a bus, it was another bus.
Oh, they probably don't have a protocol for your bus if your bus doesn't come.
So I assume it was another bus, but I have no idea what time it got there, when it got there, or what. So we at about B2B. About 7 o'clock, we say, all right.
So that's like a half hour late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I said, well, I usually take him to the bus at 6:30, and we're okay. It's 7 o'clock, so it's about a half hour. And I say, you know, Carla said, I'll drop him off. Then I'll come back and she'll go to get her education.
Yes. Which, what time does her bus come?
She's having a special day today. Very, very special day. We might talk about that later.
Good.
Yeah, good luck with those mannequins, Carla. Yeah. I'll have details later. So the drill is we drive him over to the school. Now, I've heard about this. All right. Picture a school, if you can. That is
picture
yourself. A little elementary school. Back in the woods. And I checked, because I wanted to get my numbers right, the number of parents and students, 1 million.
Oh, really?
1 million people crowding into a school that can accommodate 20.
Yeah. Ooh.
And it was, I've never seen anything like this. And this is the line of cars going back almost an entire, to the next traffic light.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, and by the way, and Carla says to me as we're driving in, because we both took Michael to school today. I wanted to know the protocol. Yeah. I wanted to know what the drill was if this
happens
again. Mike,
you are an involved father.
Exactly.
An involved father. I wanted to see how it worked. Carla's done all the pickups so far. Mm. I haven't.
You are extraordinarily involved.
Thank you so much. Not like you, but I mean, I try. And so I'm in the line, and it's just amazingly long. But as Carla says to me, I hear it moves quickly. And in fairness to the toilers out there, the people that drop their kids off and then maybe have to get to a job at 8 o'clock or 8:30. Yeah. God, my heart goes out to these people that are trying to slay the dragon. And it's just a cluster F. I think they've got a system down as good as they can get, but it's just
volume.
Jesus Christ.
It's volume. It's extraordinary volume.
It's incredible. I'm sure it's everywhere in the country. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do they do the big, my only drop off is when I was in Florida, in Orlando, dropping off my niece and nephew at school. They go to the same school. And they're younger. They're, 10 now and 13. But
yeah, but don't they go to the school known as the Our Lady of the Unlimited Pocketbook?
Well,
right?
Yes, they go to a private school. No, but this is...
Which is really bad, Mike, because limousines take up much more
room. The drop off rules, they're similar because...
Same thing.
You go through this... And then they literally just, you have to drop them off at a certain spot and then go because they have a process.
And you know,
and I told them to meet me on the corner of the street because I'm not going through that line. And my sister had a cow because I was like, it moves fast. What if they just walked out to the corner and I just picked them up?
Well, you're talking about pickup, and pickup is exponentially worse than drop off because drop off is a moving process.
Drop off was fine.
Oh, drop off, pickup I hear
pickup
is hell on earth.
Really
like
bad.
Minimum an hour. But they got through. He got dropped off. He was large and in charge because he's never had the drop off before.
Right, he loved it.
And he says, can I help you get to your class? Nope, I'm fine. Puts his backpack on and he's doing his little walk into the school. My boy.
You love it.
Boy,
it's so great.
My gold star. That's my gold star. There goes my gold star right there. And look, it was fine. It worked. But hey, transportation people rely on this transportation.
Yes, come on.
Get your crap together. And Carla said they don't have enough people to fill the positions to... And once again,
Jobs,
because the job, you can read these job numbers. They're not paying people livable wages. Period. Jobs don't mean dick if you can't support yourself on them.
Yeah.
That's what this myth is. God, don't be stupid, people. That's my rant for today.
That's a good
rant.
I'm
all over it. And other than that, it was fine. It was trouble-free. Outside of the guy that looked like Shrek and Mickey Rourke had a baby, who was apparently the security officer there, that was just really tough not to stare
at. At any point did you need to yell my favorite word that you yell in those situations?
What's that?
Others!
Others? No, he's standing off to the side as we're driving in, just like going, B-I-B-I.
No,
George, I got a rabbit. It's kind of weird. But other than that, everything was fine.
How young is too young to put a kid in an Uber?
Wow.
I'm just curious.
You come from a different world, Latchkey.
I don't know.
Your mother
know.
Put you on the subway when you could crawl.
Yeah, I think Robert did his first Uber when he was 14 and told us after the fact.
Okay. Not putting Michael in an Uber.
I just don't know in a pinch you're older. Like,
you wouldn't be allowed to.
Okay.
No, I was going to say. And besides, the topicality of conversations.
You can track them.
When daddy gets 20 more podcasts, I'm going to bring a whirly bird in there.
That's right. It's good.
Here's the Umira boy.
You can track the Uber right into the woods.
Yeah. All right. All right. We'll take a break and come back. We got a Rob tells me a great mailbag.
Pretty good
today.
Mailbag today. Yeah.
We will share that with you and more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody.
I never thought I'd give a hoot about a cake that's filled with fruit. But suddenly I've a tune to toot, and maybe some bonus loot. 'Cause I want a golden ticket. It's ours, Charlie. I think that Mike O'Mara's one swell guy. Lux auto cherries, Charlie. Who would have thought TMOS could ship a cake to my address? 'Cause I'd have said it couldn't be done. But it can be done. I never had a treat so fine from an old Spiewak recipe. A studio tour will soon be mine, and a trip to D.C. 'Cause I want a golden ticket. I want a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance in this sweepstakes, thanks to a golden ticket packed in Rob's fruitcake.
That's wonderful. Get a copy of that right out to Chad Dukes.
I love it.
I'm sorry. That's just
Adam Carolla
the idea
now doing
that I stole from
ticket.
Chad.
Is he really?
Yes.
What's that?
Adam Carolla Adam Carolla is now doing a golden ticket promotion.
What is the deal? Are we all thinking about it at the same time? I don't know what's going on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power, space age polymers, multiple modes? Nope. If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. That's why you need Quip. Quip is the electric toothbrush designed to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations and built-in timer ensure that you brush for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes, resulting in an even clean. Also, Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. It's simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. Simply put, Quip makes brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Your oral care matters. So, ditch the gimmicks, grab Quip. Quip starts at just $25, and you'll get your first refill free at getquip.com/TMOS. This is a simple way to support our show and start brushing better. But you have to go to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first real refill free. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS. Now, without further ado, let's get to it. It's not all about us. It's all about you with your wonderful mailbag. And each and every week, you can send your correspondent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You can either do that or you can send us a yak by just calling the number at 888-920-MORE.
And if you're feeling old-fashioned, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Write us a letter.
Ooh.
You can do it.
Here we go. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, and all the interns. This Thursday, I will have completed my 42nd trip around the sun. I enjoy the show, and now I have found out that my kids, Lucas, who's 12, and Addison, 10, also enjoy listening to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Nice.
When riding in my car, spread the word. We like them. Womb to the tomb. Could you give them a shout out? That's it. That's all. That's Justin Bernstein. So as you're driving to school right now, Lucas. Lucas got a golden ticket. No. Addison, Lucas, right now, make a fart sound for your father in the car.
Nice.
Thank you. That's my contribution. No, very cool kids, and enjoy the show, and do everything your dad tells you. Anything else?
Now, Addison's a cool name. That's Julia's middle name. I like
very
Addison.
Cool.
Very nice.
It's wonderful. Here's a story I think the boys will enjoy. Next letter says, Jay Leno played in a private show at the Venetian in Las Vegas last Saturday night. It was a founder's banquet for current Venetian team members who opened the resort in 1999. Quite a big deal. And... Oh, no. And he bombed.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, I see why. I was wondering why he was at the Venetian.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Sure.
He opened the show with political humor, but didn't realize that Sheldon Adelson, the owner of Venetian, is one of the biggest Republican mega donors. He's, if not the biggest, I knew that.
Of course.
The room went quiet and stayed quiet as he rambled for another 20 minutes, then cut the gig short. He mumbled something along the lines of, "This just isn't working," as he left the stage. Oh, my God. This just isn't working.
It's not working.
I don't know what it is. I didn't pay, you know, I didn't pay attention. Sheldon Adelson, I think it's going to be a Republican crowd that if anybody laughs, they're going to get fired. I didn't know.
What are you going to do, Jay? Just your standard chunk?
Yeah. By the way, another sponsor coming on that I can't wait to tell you about the story yesterday. We got some great new sponsors on the show that I look forward to telling you stories about that are like intersecting with my life. But I knew that about Sheldon Adelson. Yeah. He said he's worked at the Venetian for 12 years. This was a first. Name and address withheld. See you at the show in November. That's so funny.
But I vetted the guy. The guy has worked at the Venetian for a long time. The guy that sent this letter. Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, what can you say about an audience that
know the room?
Yeah.
Know the room.
The Trump shtick. You know.
It's playing really good.
I wouldn't want to be in front of an audience that doesn't get that humor. If they don't get that humor, I don't want to perform.
It's played really good at Charlestown.
Yeah. This is really good. What's going
on? I don't know.
All right. Okay. Here's my new car.
Hey, Jay, is it working? it's just not working.
What's your beef, Jay? Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie. Mike's recent complaints about the mini Jeep assembly instructions brought back some memories. By the way, it's working great, Oscar.
Awesome.
It's fantastic. During the late 1990s, I was designing a prototype for a car to be built and sold in China.
I know.
My favorite mistranslation from Chinese to English came when we received a box containing transaxles. The box was labeled, is bold clear type as transsexual. It's in bold. You know, when I'm reading about a typo and I have a typo, it'll suck the energy right out of the room. All right. The box was labeled is bold. I believe that would have been in bold.
In bold.
All right, let me start again from the beginning, which I now will have to do. My favorite mistranslation from Chinese to English came when we received a box containing transaxles. The box was labeled in bold, clear type as transsexuals. Would have been, I feel like Jay Leno right now. Later that year, this isn't working. Later that year, I was sent to China to assemble the first vehicle. My buddy Ken had packed the crates containing the necessary tools and parts, which would all need to be logged into the system at the factory in China. A few days into the project, I was escorted from the workshop to the main office. I spent a very tense hour trying to explain through a translator why the 57th item on the inventory list was a garden weasel. Ken wrote it as a prank, but why this would be funny to me made no sense to the head office in China. One final note to all of the sponges that listens to TMOS every day for free. Buy a fruitcake, you cheap mother effers.
Yes.
You guys have been the friends that make me laugh and get me through the day ever since I discovered you back in the 90s. And I thank you sincerely, Dale from Goleta. Is it Goleta, California?
I think so, Goleta.
Goleta, California.
I think it's Goleta.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you. We appreciate that. Next letter says, "Dearest Mike et al." That's one way of covering it. The annual fruitcake sale has become such a boon to the TMOS coffers that I'm wondering if you'd consider offering some sort of dessert product semi-annually. No, there's no way we could do that.
Too much work.
In Q4 each year, we get Rob's fruitcake. Perhaps in Q2, we could get Taste Oscar's spotted dick.
Oh.
Isn't that a fish?
No, it's explained.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll hang up and listen. Yours in Christ, Brent Lee. Editor's note, spotted dick is a British pudding, traditionally made with suet and dried fruit, usually currants and or raisins, and often served with custard.
Yes.
Spotted dick.
Yeah.
Oscar's spotted
You can get it fresh or in a can.
We could sell some of them.
Yeah.
Dear Mike, so Thursday will mark 10 years since you and Carla tied the knot at Poplar Springs. In honor of your 10th anniversary, I have a poem for you and Carla. Yes, Carla and I, Thursday, will be married 10 years. Here is the poem. It started with a simple ring. You became husband and wife. You progressed to being parents, and you're still best friends for life. May you always be warmed by each other's smile. Always take time to walk and talk a while. Always know deep down, You're each other's best friend and enjoy the kind of love that knows no end. TMOS has become a part of my life, and if I can't have Carla as my wife, at least keep the funny coming so I can still claim a small something. All right. Is that it? Is that from Dirk?
It's, yeah, it's signed Dirk Bastard.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I got it on the second page.
That wasn't working for me.
No. The meter was weird.
Dirk is very generous during our anniversary. Thank you, Dirk. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for sending us the fruitcake.
Yes.
And sending us the anniversary gift certificate. God bless you, Dirk. I just still think Dirk is just, he's pretending he's happy about our anniversary. When
he's waiting in the wings.
No. He wants me to die.
You know what? Hey, guys. I hope his wife hears this.
Right. Hey, guys. I have a bunch of stockpiled audio files from the Don and Mike show from 2007 and 2008. And I recently came across the interview with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Well, did we interview him?
Yeah, you had him on the show.
Oh, all right. While this is not the actual clip of the prediction that Mike made, I do believe this is substantial proof that it validates Mike's claim. Well, if it's not the prediction, then
no. I think when you hear these, there's actually two clips I have for you. I believe this will prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that you did predict his superstardom.
Signed, a fan of over 26 years, Greg Klein, Reisterstown, Maryland.
We got several clips submitted. This first one is from October 24th. 2005.
And are you all ready to eat a little crow here now?
Why?
About something that I have been summarily mocked for like weeks, months, years.
Yeah.
My prediction that has now come true.
What prediction?
I give you the number one box office star in the country right now. Oh. There he is, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, as predicted by me.
Now, hold on a second.
No,
stop. You
know, no, the facts are the facts.
No, how much box office did it do?
It did over 15 million.
What was the
15.4 million.
So he was number one box office that week. But here's the clip that I love because it actually has The Rock on it. This is from October 4th, 2007.
And look, I'm taking full credit for this while we have you on the show, Dwayne. 3 years ago, I came on this very show and I said, you will become a very big mainstream movie star.
Mike, what you said is he will be a major motion picture star.
But I predicted this, and I guess, you have to have the confidence to know when you go into this endeavor. You got to say, you know, I'm shooting for the moon. I'm going to be a big box. And then you win the box office this past weekend.
You know what? It's great. You think, I appreciate the comment, by the way. You know, you got to swing for the fences. And a lot of times we don't hit the fences, but if you strike out, at least you strike out swinging for the fences. You can't swing for a double.
There you go, Mike. That's proof right
my
there.
Man.
Yeah, there
boom,
you go.
My man. Boom,
that's
bam.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Thank you very
yes.
much.
Yes.
That's wonderful. I love that. That's great. That's wonderful. That was just Ducky, and that I think that validates it.
Yes,
of course.
That's absolutely. That's good. Thanks for digging through the archives, Greg Klein. Appreciate that.
Good
very, very nice.
Yeah.
Who cares? Why am I still dwelling on this after all this? Love to get The Rock back on, though.
Yes.
And if we can get him on, I'll binge Ballers.
Oh, yeah, you will. Yeah. Isolate that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's definitely a category.
Don't hold me to that. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
My name is Matthew Ponyboy Bloom, and I approve this message.
In this era of fake news, who is our best, most trusted source of entertainment? Clearly not Mike O'Meara.
Stop it!
Did you know that Mr. O'Meara voted to defund his interns? He works them for free. Disgusting. Also, the other day, Mike didn't wish Oscar's dog happy birthday. Does Mr. O'Meara believe dogs don't deserve love on their birthdays? I think so. Heartless, avid golfer, Floridian. Just a few words to describe the monster behind the mic. Let Pony, a proven patriot, lead your mornings right. Sign up for the bonus show to give Pony the spotlight he rightfully deserves. This grassroots movement needs your support. Together, we can dethrone the host with the most. Medical problems. This ad was paid in part by the OFIC, Organization for Intern Compensation.
I'm still Matthew Bloom, and I still approve this message.
Thank you, Pony. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years. From shark teeth to the first copper razor, the great shave has always come down to one simple factor: sharp, durable blades.
Sharp!
The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles. And neither do you. Neither. That's why Harry's doesn't add gimmicky features to their razors. Harry's is a return to the essential quality and durability at a fair price. $2 a blade. Harry's is also a brand you can be proud of. 1% of sales are donated to organizations that provide access to mental health care for men. And your satisfaction, 100% guaranteed. You know, I brought all my Harry's stuff in last
week.
Yes,
it's all fantastic.
Never start my day without Harry's. Never. So, even love their hair gel. Love their hair gel. Mm. Look at this. Look at my beautiful hair with their hair gel. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Be like me. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the weighted ergonomic handle from a firm grip. Let me start again. You get the weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and lift trim. Let me start again, please. You get weighted ergonomic handle. I'll start again.
Okay.
You get the weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe for skin hydration, travel blade cover to keep your razor dry on the go.
Perfect.
Today, go to harrys.com/TMOS. Thank you. That's it. Anyway, welcome
that's
back.
All.
That's it. That's all. Did you guys see my prom date yesterday?
I saw her. I got to do watch Angie do the session. She was crunched for time, so we could not do anything with her. But
I'm glad I hung out till noon.
But I tell you this, your name does come up on the upcoming episode of Oh My Golf.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned something in particular about you and the prom date that I don't think you've ever mentioned before.
Well, now you can't leave me hanging with that, can you?
That you brought her back to your house and you played for her Frampton Comes Alive.
That doesn't surprise me. I almost can remember that.
And here's the great thing.
I can almost remember that.
It made such an impression on Candace Bushnell, the creator of Sex and the City, that she recently downloaded the album Frampton Comes Alive, and she said, wow, we liked this?
No, Candy, that's a great album. That's still... Well, you can't turn on a classic rock station without hearing that today. Well, you have to isolate that clip.
Yeah, that I will. I shall for you. Yeah,
but I continuously delve back into my past. We didn't get to you in your past, Rob Spiewak, and I want to do this analysis properly, but I've only got like 2 minutes to do it. But you still seem to be retreating back into the past.
Yeah,
you are more nostalgic now than you've ever been in your life. What are you doing?
Even the new TV. You know, I was looking about some of the stuff that I have in my TiVo because you mentioned this to me yesterday. Last night I watched that Brady Bunch rebuilding their old house show, and I found myself really enjoying it. And I said, "Wow, that's a 50-year-old property that I'm into." And then another thing that I've been into this summer is
that would be modern for you, by the way. Mm-hmm. 50-year-old
the reboot of Beverly Hills 90210. I can't believe how much I'm enjoying this dreck, and that's 25 years old. And then, well, I also got out when we had our carpets cleaned. I had to move a lot of DVDs around because I have them, you know, stacked everywhere. Right. And I ran into my Charlie Chan box set, so I've been going through my Charlie Chan movies, and they are fantastic. And they're from the mid 30s. You see, I'm in the early stages.
That's during Rob files that in his politically correct bin.
You see,
the Charlie Chan.
You say that, but you don't know how important the Chan pictures were to advancing the status of the Asian American in the 1930s.
Oh, bull crap.
No,
Pola.
Because up until then, every character an Asian character in
was
American
subservient
or sinister. They were never portrayed as smart or as a protagonist or as a hero. And they brought out the Chan character as
but it was still a white guy playing a
character. Yeah, the fact that Warner Oland is Swedish doesn't sit well with people. But baby steps. But baby steps.
Well, you made like some grandiose statement there that it improved the overall, I guess, perception of Asians in American film.
It helped their presentation in American film.
But
absolutely.
But a white man was plain Asian.
However, he was an Asian character that was brilliant and smart and not in any sort of negative way.
I would say maybe
way.
The better statement would be that it's the first time that an Asian character was portrayed in that light.
Okay, I can say that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've got something that yeah, this
by
is
the way,
surprise
he solves
you.
Everything.
This is going
to
surprise
you. I'm just trying
you.
To help you.
Yeah, okay.
And now, I could dwell on the fact that you you immerse yourself in this nostalgia to cover up your general sense of chronic depression. I could do that.
Right.
But I'm not going to, because what I'm going to do is I think that I can take this power that you have for good.
All right.
And I would like to create a new feature on the show. This can be, this is all you. You decide how often, you decide when, but if you bring it to me, I will put it on there. And this is Rob Spiewak's nostalgic moment.
Mm. Wonderful.
And you can
I love it.
You can do it any way you want. You can do it with a clip.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it with, and I think this will bring to the younger members of our listening audience a little understanding. Now, it could be, here's what I picture. You and I both watch TCM now, right?
Of course.
There's good stuff and there's bad stuff, and there's curious stuff on TCM
all the
time.
A lot of curios, yes.
I find it fascinating. I do. But what I love is that you get that that little guy, Ben Mankiewicz,
yes,
who sets up a lot of the movies. And when I watched that, I said, well, Rob Spiewak could do this.
Yeah.
And he's reading off a teleprompter.
But he puts them in a historical sort of context. So when you're watching the movie, you can kind of understand better how it fits into the grand scheme.
And I think once a week might be a nice thing.
Yes. It's
Rob Spiewak's nostalgic moment. And it doesn't have to be a movie. It can be a song. It can be whatever. But it's you. And it's your nostalgia coming to the show because that's what I want to do. One of the things that I didn't get to do early in my career was sprout and spread my way and do stuff I like to do. And I said, instead of just browbeating you on the fact that you're, you know, looking at the bottom of a bottle of Crown, watching, Barbara Stanwyck, that maybe you could bring Fox. a little snippet. No.
The young Stanwyck,
really?
Sure.
You believe so?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, not like Big Valley Stanwyck. No. Much earlier.
Stanwyck not there. There. By the way, we could have that discussion too, because there are, I've got a list of people that like for Sid Charisse.
Oh my God. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Stunning.
Get in line.
Betty Grable. Phenomenal.
Great legs.
Oscar, what do you think? You think Rob Spiewak's nostalgia corner.
I know this is we beat this drum before. I still can't get over the fact that he's got all these DVDs. It's 2019. Like, you can get anything online.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No, you can't. Oh, with the efficiency of knowing that I have all of these movies digitally remastered, alphabetized in my house, I can bring it up and watch them.
What's more efficient than typing in a letter into search and all the movies come up right on your screen?
What if you don't have the movie on your screen?
Okay, fair. What if 20% of your movies you can't find anywhere else?
Then
but
you're
on
having 80% and that's a C in any language. Well, and that's not acceptable.
You know how we have Oscar's take?
Yes.
Every week? We have Rob says, and here's the way we'll end Rob Spiewak's nostalgic corner.
Okay.
I'll ask you how you enjoyed it, Oscar.
Oh, absolutely.
All right?
Beautiful. Yeah. How many gashes on my wrist did I?
Right.
And if I got none, it's a win.
Oh, so it's we're looking for a low number.
Yeah.
How about this? How many stitches to the gash? Yeah. So the higher
by
number
the way,
is good.
How many slits on my wrist?
And by the way, if it really sucks, I will go right immediately into Mike the Insult DJ. All right? I will, okay? Well, that's 5 minutes that I'm not going to get back. That's one of the crappiest segments we've ever had on the Mike O'Mara Show. Here are the Beatles, because he likes that old group, too.
When I get old, we should try.
Duh! Sorry, I forgot the duh. All right,
that's
we got to take a break.
We should try.
We'll come back. So, Rob, next
I
week,
I love
maybe,
it, yeah. Yeah,
Rob
maybe
Spiewak's
this week.
Nostalgic Corner. Maybe this week?
Yeah.
I'd welcome it. It's early in the week. That would be phenomenal. We'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spiewak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh.
Oscar.
Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do. And if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey everybody, how would you like a subscription box for your kids?
Yes.
That helps them change the world? Say hello to KiwiCo. KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun. Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. Each box designed by experts and tested by kids and has all the supplies needed for that month's project. with easy-to-follow instructions written for kids and an educational magazine so the learning continues. And with 7 lines to choose from, KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $19.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners can go to kiwico.com/TMOS to get their first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/TMOS and start making a better world today for your kids. Yeah. You're really going to enjoy it. Michael loves his.
News.
Boo. Sarah Palin.
Fox.
And her husband, Tad. They're splitting up.
Oh. Yeah.
31 years of marriage.
They're both 55 years old, and I can see Russia from my house.
Not working out, then.
That voice in the kitchen every day. I'm Team Todd.
Yeah.
Anyway, Todd filed for divorce on Friday, citing, quote, incompatibility of temperament between the parties, such that they find it impossible to live together as husband and wife.
Well, that allowed him to get back to his studies.
Incompatibility.
I can't pick a side, Mike. I genuinely can't. Not on this one.
Well, the incompatibility of temperament is basically just irreconcilable differences, which means pretty much whatever it needs to meet.
Yeah.
You just want out. Sarah and Todd only have one minor child, an 11-year-old son named Trigg. Todd is seeking joint custody plus a fair division of the assets.
What's there great, Trigg is a good kid. They named him after the class they couldn't pass.
Trigg. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah.
That's not shocking. I saw it come across the... It's fascinating that it took this long after her run as vice president for something like this to affect the marriage.
Well, I have to think the money's drying up. I mean, even like speaking and books and stuff, it's probably not as good as it was even last year.
Probably.
He wants half. More snowmobiles to add. Anyway, Sharon Osbourne unveiled a new face.
Did you see it?
Yesterday on the season premiere of The Talk. It doesn't look that different from the old face.
No, it doesn't.
Just a little more stretched out. I don't know what your feelings are. I'm not a plastic surgery person.
I'm not either.
I think a beautiful woman aging gracefully is beautiful. I'm sorry, I don't want to sound like a super jive that way, feel that way. Sharon said, quote, the doctor kind of pulled it from the top of my head and put an elastic band in it, but everything was just lifted up so it looks more refreshed. I don't look tired. Sharon had her facelift about 5 weeks ago, and she said, quote, there's still a bit of pain, especially like under my chin, but you can't complain when you wanted to do it, so it's fine. Look, whatever you want to do is fine. It's a free country. Plastic surgeons everywhere. God knows my wife might someday be working for a plastic surgeon. You never know. But the thing is...
A touch-up doesn't hurt, Mike.
I was distracted. It's hard watching, especially on a talk show. I was distracted by the belly button on her neck.
Yeah, well, her comment was, Ozzy said he liked it.
She does look surprised.
Ozzy said he liked it.
Didn't she have that kind of way of speaking?
Yeah. Also, her eyes kind of look like the guy in Clockwork Orange that were being held open.
Where they've got the eyes held open with a metal.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so gross. Dr. Oz's mom has Alzheimer's, and it's a particularly hard pill for him to swallow. He says, quote, I'm feeling guilty because I completely missed the signs until fairly late in the process. Oz said that he and his sister noticed little things like the way she would struggle to find certain words or dress oddly, but they never connected the dots. He says, quote, Alzheimer's is like a snake in the grass. You don't see it. You only see the effects of it suddenly. And if there's a wind blowing in the grass, you don't even notice the grass moving. Strangely, it sneaks up on you. Don't wish that on anybody. I have family members that are dealing with that as we speak.
It's the worst.
Young family members.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very tough for anybody living that world. My heart goes out to all of you. Whatever happened to making the duck face for every selfie? Don't you miss those?
Yeah,
days
Oscar, what happened to that?
I never made the duck face.
Oh, you're the best duck face guy.
Oh, please.
Give me one right now.
What?
Want to know what the new trendy selfie pose is?
Yeah.
It's called the chin shelf. It's pretty simple. You just put one finger underneath your chin as you take the picture. It really looks better with women than with men. When you kind of
like this. Oh.
Like oh,
this.
It's like a shelf, not like a point. Well, I do it's that like when I try to support my chin.
It's like a graduation glamour shots pose.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mine is more like this. Based on the pictures we've seen, it's also best if you tilt your head a tiny bit and stare dead-eyed off into space.
Oh, it looks like that's an album cover for you, Mike. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. According to the London Sun, quote, not only is the chin shelf perfect for resting your head in between shots, but it also, accentuates the facial features.
And it makes you burp.
And it makes you burp. And it's more flattering approach to the head.
Let's see it, Pony.
Oh, that looks good.
Oh, my
good.
God. That's so hot.
Isn't that lovely? Thank you. If you take a quick nap under your desk today and your boss catches you, tell them you're not being lazy. You're being healthy. According to a new study out of Switzerland, taking naps...
That's the new way we're going to say it.
Switzerland. How about this? According to a new study out of Swizzyland.
Swizzyland.
Taking naps is actually really good for your heart. The researchers found that people who took one or two naps a week had a lower risk of heart disease and strokes than people who never took naps. Why? Well, since basically none of us get enough sleep at night, naps are a good way to catch up a little bit, which is good for your heart. Plus, they help reduce your stress, which has a similar effect. And I in my schedule nowadays, I can knock a few winks out, midday usually, about 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's good for you. Look at Oscar. Oscar hasn't had a nap. When's the last time you had a nap, Oscar?
I don't know what it feels like to nap.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, in my entire life, I've never been the guy that's like, hey, I'll see you in 2 hours. Now, I know very successful people and happy people that say, look, at 3, I got to get my nap in or else I'm a disaster the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
It's a cool way to do it. And they're saying, doctors are saying it's healthy. So
my wife has never been healthier.
Forever.
Forever. Oh, my God. She'll outlive us all.
And now a little something, something. You probably have your side of the bed at home, but do you keep those sides when you're at a hotel? There is a 33-year-old woman named Ashley Crampton, and she and her 26-year-old wife were at a budget inn in Clearwater, Florida this
weekend.
That's
a great place. Where is Clearwater?
Well, Ashley's wife apparently took Ashley's usual side of the bed, and that made Ashley so furious that she kicked her wife off the bed, then punched her when she tried to get back on. So it happened in Clearwater.
Yes.
Ashley was arrested for domestic battery. And, of course, I haven't had a Florida slogan of the day in a very, very long time.
So this would be a slogan for the state in which you live in.
The state where I'm living
right now. That's right. Like an official slogan.
To get by the way, today the official, I think, absolute peak of hurricane season is today.
Oh, today?
Wow. Just in case you were wondering. Yes. And leads me to our slogan. Here we go. Florida, where our lesbians are stupid, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, here he is. Mike, look, it's him.
My fellow Americans, we live in the greatest, strongest, most powerful, zestiest, tastiest nation in the world. This is the United States of America. Bigger, faster, taller, classier, trickier, flashier, fatter, oranger, always the best. Yet some people are not exercising their freedom of speech.
Bad.
Sad. That's why we have created the Yak Shack. The Yak Shack allows you to call from anywhere, anytime, and leave a message for old Mike, Fat Rob, and Creepy Oscar. Just dial 888-920-6673. That's 1-888-920-MORE. Have a drink, leave a message, hear yourself on the show. Excellent. Call and collude with TMOS. Trust me, I'm like really smart. I have a big brain, a very stable genius. Now bring me a Big Mac or I'll sell Rhode Island to the Koreans.
Possibly. That might be the Clio winning Rob Spiewak writing.
It's a good one. It's a fun one.
That's,
I like that.
That one.
It's in the read. It's in the read.
No, that was great stuff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures.
Yes.
Look at you. Look at you. Sunday afternoon, and you ease into your comfy chair, ready to watch your favorite NFL team. Let's go, New York Football Giants. Nice. A quick click of the remote, and there they are in beautiful high def. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You see, you can't watch your team because you're not special. So you call your TV provider, and they refuse to help. They refuse to help, and why should they? After all, there's nothing keen or notable about you. So if you assume that we're going to let you order a TMOS signature fruitcake after the September 30th deadline, wise up, you jerk store. There will be no second chance. No exceptions. Order now or do without. You're not special. Don't screw it up. TMOS cake fruitcake. TMOS fruitcake futures. TMOS cake. TMOS fruitcake futures. Go to website. Buy as many as you can. MichaelMereschel.com. Click banner. Also, a chance at a golden ticket to D.C. and a platinum ticket, Charlie, to Florida for breakfast. Just make sure you do it now. Thank you. Don't make a giant mistake by waiting too long. Thank you, Gary Grimble. Enjoy. Open up the audio. Today is September 10th, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
You know what is kind of special is when someone overcomes the odds. Do you know who threw the first pitch out at Fenway last night?
Saw it. Loved it every minute of it. Even though the Red Sox suck, it was great to watch.
Yeah, after being shot in the Dominican Republic, David Ortiz made his first return to Fenway and did throw out the first pitch and had this to say to the fans. Very nice.
I want to thank God for giving me a second opportunity in my life to be able to be here with all of you. I want to thank the Red Sox, my real family. They always have been there for me, supporting me. They were aware of what happened to me, and they were the first one there supporting me. Thank you very much, Red Sox family. I want to thank all of you for all the prayers. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I want to thank my former teammates for being there for me also. All of them came home to check up on his boy. Also, I want to thank the Yankees. A lot of my boys over there came and check up on Big Papi. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Go Sox.
That's a pretty cool moment. I love that.
He has a presence when he does that. He is so beloved. First of all,
Did you say now he is the most beloved Red Sox? Of the Red Sox?
Going away. And I think if you look at baseball history, he may be arguably in the postseason. Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, could make a case, but arguably one of the greatest clutch hitters when it was on the line. So you got that, and then you throw in things like when they had the marathon bombing and he came out and said, this is our effing city.
Yeah.
He had moments, and I think he's got a genuine magnetism that's great. I have not been the Red Sox fan I was after Big Papi. It's just not as fun when a guy leaves a hole like that. And by the way, for Red Sox nerds out there, they fired their general manager. So there's that. There's the negative story at the end of a positive one.
Is that the fix? Is that the fix?
I don't know enough about him to know, but they booted him like before the season was over. So they're pissed. He basically sat on his hands at the trading deadline.
I got $5, says the Redskins hire him. just due to miscommunication. The Kelly Clarkson show premiered yesterday, and we all knew that The Rock stepped in and because Kevin Hart was injured, and that was That's a right. nice interview. But the surprise was the opening. They began the show, and who comes out to introduce her but Steve Carell, recreating this moment from the 40-year-old version.
Live on tape from Universal Studios in Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Clarkson!
Great.
That was pretty great. That was good.
Somebody thinking out of the box.
I like that.
Smart. Get Steve Carell. That's a great.
And I really believe, look, I could be wrong, but I really, from the enthusiasm I saw as she was leading up to the show, the idea that she sings on every episode.
Okay.
And it's a little, it's a little throwback. It's a little throwback to the old school.
And she doesn't sing her songs. She sings other people's
like
hits.
Like a variety
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it's effing crazy.
And does she have the chops to handle the talk part of it?
I think she's young in that respect. There's an enthusiasm that I find very endearing. Like kind of like the way when Rosie started, very friendly, very upbeat, but I don't think she's faking it.
That goes away soon, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. It does. But I hope, you know what? I love the variety show aspect of
it. And she doesn't have to do it.
That's true.
Yep. All right. Well, I'll check it out. I like your positive reviews. I'll take a look.
So every time you run into a lawyer that has a pet cause, it's usually rooted in something, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's one lawyer in Des Moines. Her name is Catherine Sears. She wants to legalize prostitution.
Okay.
Because she's a whore.
Oh, Bob. So, God, he just does that to me. I got water every
time. I'm so sorry. That was not intentional.
Jesus Christ.
And you may wonder, is this a lucrative career for her?
Okay.
Because, you know, being a lawyer, that's good money too,
yeah.
Right? But
so
not
she's
that.
A lawyer and a prostitute?
Yeah, two treats in one.
I'd have to get my taxes out and look at it. The best I did was I made $55,000 in 3 weeks. We degrade women who are open about sexuality. You're supposed to be this way, and if you're not this way, you're bad. And if you stray from that, you're also bad. So I think it's a lot of indoctrination. Their bodies belong to them, and we have absolutely no reason to be telling them that you cannot condition your consent this way. I think the more we talk about it, the better our chances are of getting the decriminalization that we're pursuing. We're not going to have legislative change if we're passive about it.
She makes a valid point, and she's making 20 grand a week.
Did you see the video?
I did.
Does she look like she sounds?
It seems like 20,000 might have been a little high for me. I don't know. Maybe she's got a good handler.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just wondering. There you go. I get it.
Happy birthday today, Joe Perry of Aerosmith. How would you like to guess how old Joe Perry is today?
Yeah, would have. I think there's a 7 in front of the name, in front of the number, probably.
No, you're very good. 69.
Mm. Oh, really? He's 60. I thought he was would be in his 70s. Steven Tyler's in his 70s.
It's 170. But,
170 years old.
But yeah. The reason I bring it up, do you know who is exactly 1 year older than Joe Perry, which means that they have some astrological similarities?
Who?
Today turning 70, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and he's 70.
He is exactly 70.
Yeah, he's 70. You don't need to dwell on it there. Yeah, there you go.
Did you hear about Leno at the Venetian, Bill?
Yeah, he bombed, big time. Hey, Jay, Sheldon Adelson, big donor, dumb move. Come on. They're Republicans. Do it live.
That's exactly what I wanted, and that's your magic audio bomb.
We'll do it live. Sheldon Adelson.
He bombed, Bill.
Come on, Jay. Stay in your garage. Play with your cars.
Have a great Tuesday.
We got to get out of here. Hey, listen, the Yak Shack open 24-7,
yes.
888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Leave us a yak. We'll play them once a week at least. We get your phone calls on the Mike O'Mara Show. We never know when it's going to be, but we would love to hear from you morning, noon, and night. And tell us a charming story about one of your kids.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd like this week. I ask for something different every single week. How about a nice story about how much you love your kids?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing, isn't it? All right. Well, anyway, and get a fruitcake. Thank you very much. We're out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, and Maddie Masiello,
hey, Maddie,
executive producer of NFL Primetime. And Pony Boy, Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night, our doctor.
Good night, proud looker.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.